Hey, Smutters.
Carmen, bro.
And how's your week been?
Oh, it's been a living hell.
Well, Montu, it's been exhausting.
Very exhausting. And it's so hard being this so damn good looking.
I know, right? Like,
It's miserable. And since we're not going to get to go out and have fun on Valentine's Day, I'm just going to open my inbox and nobody's going to get to go out to eat. I'm going to spoil it for everybody.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Bad joke.
I don't understand. What's that
And other people's girls have been in my inbox.
Oh, you've been getting DMs.
Yeah, I guess it's called DMs
It's
now.
DMs. Like, why are people emailing you?
Shut up.
They've been sliding in your
Him and
DMs.
chirping.
Stop. All right, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So,
Actually,
actually, stop it. So, we were actually, oh my God, you started. We were going to do the Bell Witch tonight, but I had a friend of mine come up to me, and her name is Amanda.
Amanda. One of
And
my favorite movies.
yeah, that's such a good movie. Can't hardly wait. And she's been listening to the podcast, and she's like, "Do y'all take requests?" And I was like, "Absolutely."
We got the request line open.
We've got
Call
the
in,
request
folks.
line, and she
Quit repeating
said,
everything that I say. Just because I say something cool does not mean you can repeat it.
"Can repeat it. I can repeat you. Now I'm going to repeat you even harder."
Whatever.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Do it. So she said fairies, and I was like, okay.
You're a
So
fairy.
I didn't know much about fairies, and she was like, "Oh, there's so much." And then she started telling me stuff about them, and I started looking it
Isn't this
up.
what we talked about? Like, there's so many different kinds of different fairies.
There are, but
Okay, and I'm gonna stop you right there real quick. I
thank you.
do have to make a comment about something else really quick.
What?
Okay, I finally watched the first episode of South Park season 25. What is
Wow.
up with Mr. Mackey's voice? If anybody knows, please let us know. Like, I do not like it. Don't understand why it's different. I don't get it. So if y'all know something, let
I
me know.
wouldn't know because he watched it when I was asleep.
Well, she fell asleep. Not my fault.
But so back to the fairies. She started telling me all this stuff I could look up, and holy shit, y'all.
Holy shit balls.
Holy shit balls.
See, you repeated me again. Every time I say something, you're like, oh, I'll just say what he says because he's so cool.
Because I told you I was going to even harder now, and I am. Y'all, fairies, when I started reading about it, they're like Game of Thrones. So the fairies, their
Not
whole,
fairies in Game of Thrones.
I said it's like Game of
But there's no
Thrones.
fairies in Game of Thrones.
How do you know?
Because
There's
there's dragons.
dragons.
Do you ever hear anybody say anything about fairy?
I mean,
No, you don't.
there's no fairies in Game of Thrones, but their stories are insane. And so I got really nervous about tonight's story because I know there's a bunch of people out there that love fairies. And me learning about this, basically what I'm going to do, I'm going to summarize it up, and I'm going to put a link on our Instagram where you can find a more in-depth look. Because after I started reading this, y'all, when our little girl was younger, like, we would build little cute fairy houses, and we would leave like cream outside for a fairy to drink. Just cute little stuff. Y'all don't do that shit. Don't ever do that because they'll kill you. So,
Huh?
yes, fairies are
Has he
crazy.
endangered our family?
I did endanger us, and I'm sorry. And the next fairy house we make is going to have a trap door and it's never getting out. So there's my spiel.
I want to catch a fairy like the little butterflies from Peacemaker.
I love Peacemaker. But
because that dance is different every week,
it's not. Okay. I wanted to thank Amanda for opening our eyes, and now we're gonna open everybody else's eyes to the world of fairies.
Really opening their ears. You can't see us.
You know what?
What is it, homie? Just
stop it. So what we're going to do is, to begin with, we're going to talk...
Open up the request line, folks.
No. Oh, request lines are closed right now. Oh. Okay. This may end up being a two-parter.
I imagine that, because you're so long-winded. What
am I? I am long-winded. I like talking. It's okay.
That's damn sure.
Stop!
My bad. What?
I'm looking at what game you're playing
right
now.
Don't worry. Don't look at my phone. My personal space. Leave it alone.
This is my dance space. This is your dance space.
I'm going to get one of those screen things where you can't see it.
I'm going to look at it even harder.
Yeah. Like, I was watching something, a little clip on Instagram earlier, and my back was to her, and all of a sudden, I just hear her horse laugh. Because evidently what I was watching was funny.
It was hilarious.
You shouldn't have been looking over my shoulder.
Can't stop.
Stalker.
I will look all the time now.
You're a stalker.
It was funny when you were watching, though, that man dancing. Okay. So we're going to start with how to survive an encounter with the fae.
Shoot them. Stab them.
I don't know about all that.
Holy water.
That's vampires.
It could work. You don't know.
I bet it'd work on you. There's some holy water on that ass. Okay. If you've had an exposure to fairies past Tinkerbell, you probably know that they're dangerous. And let's be honest, Tinkerbell was more than a little homicidal in the original Peter
Pan. Y'all know what kind of vehicle impresses you the most? Food trucks.
I'm not going to lie. I've heard about street taco food trucks, and I really want to find one. Shut up. Okay. And let's be honest. Tinkerbell was more than a little homicidal in the original Peter Pan. The fae are vengeful, manipulative, and easily offended. They're best avoided. A good way to ward them off is to wear iron. It burns their skin so they'll leave you alone. They also don't like crosses or salt. So if you're in a church or on Long John Silver's, you should be good. Why Long John Silver's? Salt? Do they use lots of salt at Long John Silver's?
I think so.
Okay.
You want to read my book? There you go. Read my
book. Stop.
Read my book. I'm going to.
Do it.
No.
Okay. But if you must interact with fairies, here are some tips to follow. Stop. Now you're showing me videos. You just told me to stop looking at your phone and you're showing me videos. Stop it. We got to do this. Quit.
Okay. It's funny, though.
It is funny. Never eat food that they give you. Eating their food will do two things.
Hey, I do real quick. I've got $1 million idea.
I doubt it.
Okay. Tampons, right?
Are we talking about periods?
Yes. You pull a tampon, but when you pull it out, you see it's grown into a surprise dinosaur. Like one of those grow like in a glass of water.
I am here for that.
After your period, you'll either get a Stegosaurus or a Velociraptor. Only your cervix knows.
I'm there for it. I like, love that. It makes your period fun.
Tampon in, and then when it comes out, it's the damn Velociraptor.
What's it going to be? But I want to save it. I wouldn't want to flush it. Right. My collection of tampons.
Gross.
You started it.
No, but don't. Make me think about it.
Well, don't talk about those things.
You shut your mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to this. Eating their food will do two things. First, assuming that you're in the land of the Fae, eating their food will force you to stay there. Second, eating their food will make you no longer hunger for human food, which means that you will both starve and not want to eat chocolate. I'm not sure which one is worse, but I don't think that's possible. I could always eat some chocolate.
Yeah.
I love chocolate.
Sure.
Okay. Never give them your name. Names hold power. If a fairy asks for your name and you say it, you're giving them the power. If a fairy asks for my name, I'm going to say Troy.
I'll just pretend like I'm out of town and my name is like...
Stop.
Javier or Jose or Michael or something.
Okay. If you say it, you're giving them the power and possibly complete control over you. The best thing to do in this situation is to give the fairy a made-up name or your nickname. However, if you know their name and say it, then they will leave you alone. Never stand in a fairy ring.
Wait a minute. How are you supposed to find out their name?
Maybe you ask them first. Maybe be polite and have some manners. Never stand in a fairy ring. Fairy rings are the rings of mushrooms that sometimes grow where a tree has died. And they're also portals to the fairy realm. So standing in them is a rather stupid idea. Even if you're not teleported, you could get stuck in the ring and time moves much slower in there. Centuries could pass outside while seconds pass inside. And if you're transported to the fairy realm, you could be treated as their guest or you could become their prisoner. Once you eat the fae's food, you'll never be able to leave. Never be rude to a fairy. Being inhospitable and selfish are frowned upon among the fae. It is critical to meet their standards. Punishments for not doing so range from being pricked with sharp weapons for spying or being given 7 years of lameness for laziness to drowning in a bog for being a bully. And all that is bad. So you don't want to do, just be nice, have manners, and do that in your everyday life anyway. Okay. Never accept a gift from the Fae. Or rather, be very careful with any gift you are given. If you don't trust the fairy who gave you the gift, it's best to destroy it and never, ever say thank you for a gift. It implies that you owe them something like a cheeseburger or your firstborn. Yes. And that is how you survive an encounter with the Fae. So, we're going to go over a little bit of the history. And y'all, this is what we're going over. This is the tip of the iceberg. it's very, I've shortened it down a lot. But there's so much. I mean, there's a ton of stuff you can read. And so I'm going to start on this. It's a little bit, but it's nothing compared to what all you can find on the internet. So I'm going to get started on this. We're going to talk about the High Courts of the Fairies. So we're going to start with the Seelie Court, ruled by the Summer Court and, to a lesser extent, the Spring Court. The Fae of the Seelie Court are those who are of generally amicable predisposition. Despite this, they are prone to mischief and are known to overreact by non-fairy standards to situations. The Seelie Court Fae freely visit the Middle World and are generally welcome there. The court is primarily populated by Eldrin, elves, gnomes, and hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins. I got a hobgoblin for you.
Hobgoblin my balls.
Wow. You're so trashy.
I'm not. Okay. The well-known Seelie Court Fae. We have Queen Titania and King Oberyn.
Huh?
Oberyn.
Is that why you refer this to Game of Thrones?
No, it's not. But it's so much like Game of Thrones. They are the perpetual rulers of the Summer Court, though they mostly rule by proxy, leaving the day-to-day workings of the court to the lesser nobles. What?
Nothing.
You were about to say something. I heard it.
Nope.
Okay. Puck is...
Puck you!
...is one such Summer Court noble, perhaps the most well-known and an honored member of Titania's court. Ariel, a wayward Spring Court fae, is said to have found himself caught up in the dealings of some powerful human arcanists. Magic of the Seelie. The fae of the summer and spring courts often favor spells of conjuration and elemental fire magic, in addition to the illusory and nature magic that all fae are innately drawn to. Now, we're going to go on to the Unseelie Court. The fae of the Unseelie Court tend towards malevolence and are guided by the lords of the winter and autumn courts. The Unseelie fae are often merciless and are likely to be aggressive without provocation. I can't talk. Most people in the middle world know to avoid involvement with the Unseelie, though doing so can prove difficult when such fae may freely lie and mislead those they interact with. Eladrin, changelings, Drow or Drow, and Spriggans are the most populous fae among the Unseelie. Guys, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing. I've never heard these words. This is all new to me. So if you know about this, I do apologize. Well-known Unseelie Court fae, Queen Mab was a former matriarch of the Winter Court. She is rumored to still live somewhere in the far reaches of Faerie, and some say she now styles herself as the Queen of Air and Darkness. Also, they mention, I believe, Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet talks about Queen Mab. I love Shakespeare. Okay. Mm-hmm. Morgan is a noble of note from the Autumn Court who is known to delight in meddling in the affairs of humans, especially nobles. Often with the goal of humiliating them. The magic of the Unseelie. The fae of the winter and autumn courts often favor spells of storm and cold elemental magic, in addition to the illusory and nature magic that all fae are innately drawn to. The courtless. Some fae prefer to go about their own business and not get involved in the politics of the courts. These fae are known as courtless. While they may be found in small numbers among either the Seelie or Unseelie, for the most part, they go their own ways. Goblins are the most common courtless fae, though treants, walden, hags, dryads, satyrs, nymphs, and many other lesser fae are courtless as well. The Shadow Courts. There are things in Faerie that not even the fae of the Unseelie Courts deign to dabble in. The realm is home to both dreams and nightmares, and none more personify the latter than the Shadow Courts. Nebulous and not well understood, existing on the fringes of Faerie are creatures of darkness and gloom. It is said that Lolth reigns over these enigmatic lands and creatures. Rumors claim that some of the other fae gods may have some influence in this aspect of Faerie too, however. Although the Shadow Realm exists within the context of Faerie, most things that come from it are not considered to be fae in nature. Magic of the Shadows. Shadow magic is not magic at all, not as it is understood by wizards or clerics, not even druids. Instead, shadow magic requires a sacrifice of part of oneself to the shadow in exchange for the ability to shape it or to gain from the dark benefits it offers.
Huh.
So that is the courts of Faerie. And this stuff's crazy. Did you know all that? Like,
no, I had no clue.
Isn't that, I think it's pretty neat. And you know, when we'll end up having to do two episodes, but when I started looking this stuff up, I got to thinking, I was like, we could do a whole month on all the courts of the different fairies. And, you know, some people are into different things. Some people may not want to hear about fairies. So, as I said, I will link some other stuff in on the Instagram notes. And also, you can look at Fairypedia. And it has all kinds of stuff on there. It's very cool. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to have to do another episode with this because we are going over the different fairies in the next part. And there's like, we're going over like 15 different ones. And it's mainly the creepy fairies. So we are going to do that.
Huh.
But I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and stop it and go on to the next episode. So we'll have a full 30 minutes on that. Okay. You good? Okay, we will be right back, y'all. Just hang out.
Okay.
Okay.